Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 208, and I am so glad that you are here today because I'm talking to you about the number one reason you should be in business. Whether you're thinking about starting a business, whether you're starting one now, whether you've been in business, this is the number one reason why you should be in business. And I'm so excited to share it with you today. Can you guess right now? Do you have any ideas off the top of your head? I'll let you ponder that for a few minutes. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey. Again, whether you're in the idea stage, starting, early growth stage, this podcast is for you. And if you're new, you need to get plugged in. Okay. There's no reason that you should go about starting and growing your business alone. Okay. Know that there is help here available to you if you'd like it. First of all, I have a Facebook group. Yes, it's a free Facebook group, and it's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. So if this is you and you're starting your business, get in the group so that you have a place to ask questions, to get help, to get feedback. I do have some fun weekly posts that you can keep me updated on everything that you're doing in your business. So make sure you click the link down in the show notes below. So like if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, let's say right now, scroll down in the show notes, you will see a link to my free Facebook group. Click that. It will take you to Facebook. You'll answer three quick questions. Then you'll be in a holding pattern just for a little bit. I'll approve you and welcome you in the group. So I'll be so excited to have you. Also, if you're new and you're in the idea stage, I have a free guide for you to help you kind of figure out what business you may be meant to start. So grab that Ikigai guide. That's below under my free resources. Then also my other free resources, I have a 16-step checklist for starting your business. So if you're starting right now and you're like, oh my gosh, what are the steps? Where do I start? What am I doing? Get the checklist. People tell me they love it. It's super handy. It's printable and you can have it out and work through everything. Okay. So get those. And if you've been listening, well, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are wonderful and amazing. The reviews are so heartwarming and thoughtful and kind, and I just appreciate you so much. And if you've been listening a long time and you have never rated this podcast or left a review, would you be so kind to do that today? All you have to do, like if you're an Apple Podcast, is hit the 5-star rating. And if you have 30 seconds to write a written review, it means the world to me. And I can't help but think that it tells Apple and all the other players that this is a valuable podcast. And hopefully they'll show it to more people like you. So I would love it. So anyways, that's it. Y'all are amazing. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, friends. How are you? How is everything going? I'm dying to hear about your business. And you know, in our Facebook group, I have those posts. Like on Mondays, it's Imperfect Action Mondays, where you can keep me updated on the things that you're committed to doing this week that are not going to be perfect. And I know this is so hard for some of you because you're a perfectionist. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, I can't put anything out there unless it's like a number one, exactly what I need. And I'm here to tell you now, you will not make progress in your business if you insist on everything being perfect. And that's why I tout imperfect action all the time, because I want you to get used to it, that it's not going to be perfect, that you just have to get something out there so that you can get moving, and then you can tweak and refine as you go. So make sure you're keeping me updated. I'm just so happy for so many of you that have come in the group. It's so much fun to watch your progress. And today we're talking about the number one reason you should be in business. Really is. And I want you to think about it. Have you been thinking about it since I said it at the beginning? Like, what do you think the number one reason is? And I know a lot of you may say money. It's to make money. I agree. That is a great reason. That's a really good reason to start a business over a hobby, right? Because in a hobby, you're not really making any money. You're just doing something for fun, right? But I want you to think about it. What would be the number one reason why you should be in business? Well, let's first explore the reasons why not to be in business. Do not start a business because you're bored. Do I need to say that? But don't start a business just because you're bored, because this is a big endeavor. This is something that's going to take your time and energy and brain power and maybe money to get going, right? Don't just start it because you're bored, okay? Also, don't start it because you want to be a millionaire next week from it. I'm telling you now, you're most likely not going to be a millionaire next week. And you may not even be a millionaire in a year or two. It may take a long time to build up this business. And I know when I say a millionaire from your business, a lot of you are like, that's so far from me. I'm just trying to make like $20,000 or $60,000 or 100K or whatever. A million seems way far off. And I think it is, like, realistically, I'm going to be honest with y'all. A lot of people aren't making $1 million. They're not. They're making what they are able to put into it and who they are able to hire, right? Because if you can automatically put a whole bunch of money into marketing and advertising and you're getting a CEO and you're getting, you may have a chance of making a million soon. But for you and for me, we all started this on our own, okay? And a lot of us started it from a passion, something that we feel really excited about. And it's meaningful to us for some reason, whether it's something fun like dog products or candles or body products or gifts or anything. I had a gift business forever. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I wasn't changing the world, but I was making some people really happy. And I truly enjoyed what I did, right? Don't start a business if you don't care about people. Please don't start a business if you don't care about people. I mean, seriously, do not. If you're like, I don't want to deal with people. I don't even care if they like it or not. I just want to make money. Please don't start a business, please, because it gives the rest of us a bad name. It really does. You know, just don't do it. You got to care about people if you want to start a business. Don't start a business if you don't want to expand your brain or learn anything new. Do not start a business if you think you know everything now and you have no more room to learn anything. Because I'm telling you now, starting a business and growing a business is the biggest learning experience you will have. I mean, besides parenting or owning a pet or, you know, home ownership, you learn a lot. But I'm telling you, running a business, y'all, you learn about so many things. Number one, you learn about business in general, what this means, how it works. You learn about marketing. You learn about financials and money. You learn what you're good at and what you're not. Oh, this is a big one. You learn, like, oh my gosh, that's not my skill, or this is my skill. You learn this whole creative side that you didn't know you had when you start coming up with ideas for products or ways to market your business or different offerings. You'll be amazed. You learn about human beings. You learn so much about other human beings. It's really cool. You learn about the psychology of how we think and how we buy and how we make decisions, right? You learn how to deal with people. You learn people skills. You learn etiquette and manners, because I'm telling you, you need to have both with your clients or customers, right? So if you have no room left in your brain to take on any new knowledge and you don't want any new knowledge, do not start a business, because you're going about to massively expand your brain. I'm not even kidding. You're going to learn so much. And I'm learning more and more every day. It's so much fun. It's so exciting to me. I love this constant flow of what's new, or new products, or new things, or new way of marketing, or new ways to deal with people, new ways to say things, new ways to have wording on your website, or what websites look like, or new products, or new pricing, or new offerings. I love it. I love it so much. Can y'all tell? Yes, I do love it. And I'm sure those of you that are in business now love it too. But those are some main reasons why not to start a business. But I want to talk you through real quick here, the number one reason that you should be in business. Okay? Let's all get on the same page here. The number one reason to start and grow a business is because you have a yearning to help people solve a problem. You want to help people solve a problem. Because here's the deal. If you are not solving a problem, okay, then I don't know really what people are paying for. You have to be solving a problem. Now, let me make this clear. Sometimes people don't even know they have the problem until they see your product or hear about it. But a lot of people already know they have the problem. And that's who you really want to be selling to all the time, is the people who know they have the problem. Why do you want to be selling to them? Because they know they have the problem and they want to get it fixed. Now, here's another caveat. Some people know they have the problem, but they don't feel like it's important or it's urgent to solve it. Okay? Think about things in your life. When you go and buy something, when you go buy gas, like I had to go buy gasoline in my car. Why? Because it's about out. I had to solve a problem now or my car will not be able to go and take my daughter to school and dance and I won't be able to get around. I had to get gas, right? If you were stranded in a desert and somebody brought you a bottle of water and they said this bottle of water is $100, you'd be like, I don't even care. Get me the water bottle. It's $100. I need it. I'm dying of thirst, right? Right? Think about it. Think about something you bought today. Have you bought anything today? Just stop for a minute. Did you go through fast food? Did you go to the grocery store? Did you buy a Netflix subscription online? Like, did it auto pay? You know, you can do auto pay. Did it like bill you today? Like, what did you pay for today? Think about it. You may not even know. There may be bills racking up on your credit card right this minute. You don't even know. I'm sure that's happening to me. I see stuff all the time and I'm like, wait, what? I still have a subscription to that? I totally forgot that I did, right? We forget. We don't even know. But think about it. You bought something today, most likely because you had some type of problem. You needed food in your refrigerator. You needed food in your belly. You needed to go through a drive-thru. You needed gas. You needed to pay for your child's dance class. You needed to buy a gift for somebody. You had a subscription to something. You had a prescription, medication. What is it? You bought something because you had a problem. And so I want you all to realize today that you are in business to help people because you like people. You want to help people solve a problem that they have. And you have to be able to articulate this problem that they have and help give them urgency so that they will decide for themselves to buy. Because we're not here to convince anybody. We're not here to be annoying. We're not here to use slimy or icky sales tactics. We're not here to twist somebody's arm and force them to buy from us. We are here to be here saying, if you have this problem, I can solve it for you. So think about your business right now. What is that problem right now that if I made you say, if you have the problem of blank, I have a solution for you. What is it? What is it? Think about it. That's what you're doing. So I think I want to help you get away from the fact that a lot of you think that you're starting this business for the money, which you are, but you get so focused on that you forget the bigger picture. And you forget that really all you need to do is help people solve a problem. So what problem are you solving? Stop focusing on the money. I think I don't even know how to say this, but I just keep seeing this with GrowGetters and other clients that I work with that they're so wrapped up in the fact that they have to make money right now, that it's distorting their decision making and they're getting desperate. It's distorting their decision making and they're getting desperate. That's a lot of D's. And I don't want that happening to you. What I want you to realize is things become very simple in your business when you concentrate on helping people solve a problem. If you just sit here and say, what is the problem that I'm solving for these people? And how can I help people right now? What can I do right now to help some people? Because there's people that have a need for what I offer right now. In fact, we were talking about this in my binge-worthy podcasting boot camp. Oh yes, did y'all know this? That I have a boot camp for new podcasters. So much fun. You can go to my website and find out more information about it at KimberlyBrock.com. But oh yes, I can help you start your podcast. And most of my clients are all starting it for their business. And it's just so much fun. But we were talking about this the other day. So shout out to my binge-worthy boot campers. And someone was saying, people are starving for what you offer. They're starving though right now. And they don't know someone who can help them. Right? It's just like back pain. Y'all, I have back pain. I've been to chiropractors. I've gotten those whatever shots in my back. I don't know. Are they steroid shots? Now I can't even remember. It's been a year or two. I've had acupuncture. I've had massages. I've had everything. If someone told me of some other way, and I know that there's Charlotte, who's in our Women Starting Business Facebook group, and she was in one of my Just Start programs, the sweetest thing, and she teaches Pilates for those with back pain, so I probably need to sign up for her program and, you know, start doing more stretching. But I've got other health issues going on. You'll know this from COVID. Something happened to me, and they're still trying to figure it out. But anyways, I have low back pain. Now I'm getting neck pain. It's just, it's crazy, and I'm not even hardly doing anything to cause the pain. Anyways, if there was some way that someone came up to me and then other people were saying, yes, this works, then I would be trying it and I would pay money for it, right? And so that's what you have to realize, is that there are people right now who have a problem and they don't know about you yet. They don't know about you. Why don't they know about you? Well, maybe y'all don't live in the same geographical area, or maybe it's, you know, you're not findable on social, or you don't have a YouTube or a podcast or a blog, or you're not locally accessible or visible. You have to realize that people are starving for what you offer, and you're going to have to get yourself out there, and you've got to focus on, how can I help people? How can I find people who need my help, who need me to solve their problem? Now, side note, we do this in Grow Getters. I help you come up with your whole simple marketing system so that you can be findable, so that you have the right words to say, so that you don't have to be convincing or slimy or weird. You can share what you do and you can start generating leads and consistent sales, right? That's what we do in Grow Getters. So if this is you, make sure you check the links below as well. But you have to be doing that so that people can find you. And I think a lot of you get stuck on the money, like I said, and then you get stuck frustrated because you're like, no one's buying. I'm not getting traction. I don't have an audience. And you're right. Maybe you don't. That's okay. New business owners don't. But it's up to you to not be so overwhelmed and desperate about the money factor that you lose sight that your whole purpose is to help people solve a problem. And if you take it back to the simple fundamentals of business and say, where can I find my people that need my help? Like, logically, where are those people? How can I help them find me? That may be the better question. How can I help them find me? Because if they can find you and they're starving, there's no convincing, there's no slimy sales tactics. There's them saying, finally, finally, I found someone. Thank you. How much is it? Okay, here, I've got to get this moving now, right? Think about it. When you've bought stuff, again, you saw a gas station. Finally, a gas station. Yay, I need gas right now. I have 3 miles left on my tank, which I'm not that person. Are y'all that person where you let your gas tank get down to like 2 or 3 miles? Like, my husband will do that. Makes me crazy. Actually, he hasn't been as bad lately. Now that I think about it, I haven't seen that as much lately. I am the person that if it gets down to like 30 miles, I'm freaking out and I have to go get gas. Is that y'all? But I have to go get gas. So the first gas station I see, I don't sit there and go, you know, analyze everything about the gas station. I'm starving for gas and I buy. That's the simplest form of business. And we want to be like that gas station on the corner where we're there, that they've heard about us. Maybe you sell gifts and people hear about you. Maybe they don't buy right away, but then all of a sudden they're like, holy cow, I need a birthday gift. I need it today. I'm going to a shower, or tomorrow I want something cute. I don't just want to buy a gift card. I want something else. And no knocking gift cards, because I love gift cards. But you know what I'm saying? And then they go, oh yeah, I know that, you know, Stephanie or Jennifer has a gift shop. I'm going to run in there. They're starving for a gift and they go in and get it, but they knew about you from some way. Okay. Everyone think about that for your business. I know this isn't a super long episode today. This was to make a point that a lot of you are losing sight of the number one reason why you are in business, and it's to help people solve a problem. And if you can literally put that as a sticky note on your computer every day, that will help you make your next best decision in your business, because you're getting caught up in the money. You're getting caught up in, you know, I need the fanciest logo. I need my website to be perfect. I need to have this or that. I need my podcast episodes to be the most amazing thing ever. I need to look amazing on camera. Nothing can be out of line. And you've missed the whole point. You've missed the whole point. And if you've missed the opportunity to be brainstorming on ways that you could be helping people instead of brainstorming on ways that really don't matter right now. Bells and whistles don't matter right now. They really don't. I think later when you develop your brand and you really are getting going, there's things that you can add that just are icing on the cake that are amazing, right? There's things I want to add in my programs and things I want to do. I don't have them just yet, but that's okay. I'm getting there. I'm getting there, right? And even me, I've been in business for 4 years. I do have a wish list. And I tell my grow-getters this. I'm like, you should have a wish list of things that you want, or even my binge-worthy, you know, podcasters, to have a wish list for things you want or guests you want, right? You can get to that. Know that it's not just yet. In fact, I did an episode on not just yet a while back. You'll have to look for it. I don't even know the number, but you can scroll down. It was early. It was early in the game. I think it was under 100 episodes, but it was not just yet, right? Remember that. Your number one goal right now is to help people and to help people solve a problem. And I think if you focus on that, things are going to start going smoother. You're not going to be wasting money on things you don't need to be doing. And you're going to be using your time more wisely because you're going to be going, oh, how can I be findable? How can I help people find me so that I can help them? And what do I need to create that's simple so that they can just get the help they need and solve their problem? I don't have to worry about having 800 products on my website or 400 services. I can have one thing that solves a really big problem for my people. Okay. Y'all understand that? I sure hope so. This was so much fun. And if you're sitting here today and you're like, you know, I am trying to grow my business. I want to get to consistent sales. And I know I need to start putting myself out there, marketing myself and get more confident and know what to do. Make sure you check out Grow Getters below. I'd love to have you. We have an amazing group of women who are all in the same boat as you, trying to do the same things. Okay. Everyone's got different businesses, but the fundamentals are the same. And that's what I teach. I teach you how to start confidently and effectively marketing yourself so that you can start generating consistent leads and sales. So that is it. Make sure you check it out below. I'd love to help you. You can always contact me too, and I can answer any questions for you because you know I'd love to help you. That's my goal. My goal is to help you solve a problem. A lot of you, I know, have a marketing problem and you don't know what to do about it and you've never been in business and you have no idea. So that's a problem I solve and I'm here and I'm offering help to you. If you know that that's you today, make sure you reach out. I'd love to help you. So that's it. Y'all have a great day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.